تأكد من أنك مسجل بغرض التصوير. إذا كنت مسجلاً فيجب أن تحصل على بطاقة معلومات الناخب في البريد. يمكنك أن تعرف من خلال هذه البطاقة مكان ووقت التصوير. إذا لم تحصل على واحدة بحلول 10 من سبتمبر أو إذا كانت المعلومات الواردة فيها غير صحيحة، فتفضل بزيارة موقع وكالة انتخابات كندا elections.ca. إنه تصويتنا. للحصول على معلومات رسمية حول التصويت وتدابير الصحة والسلامة المعمول بها، تفضل بزيارة موقع وكالة انتخابات كندا elections.ca أو اتصل بالرقم 1-800-463-6868.
On May 27th of this year, over 600 musicians from around the world launched the Musicians for Palestine letter. The letter is a solidarity statement based on a refusal of silence on the incontrovertible violence of the Israeli occupation, the oppression of Palestinian people, the bombardment of and siege on Gaza, and the dispossession, forced evictions, and long denied right of return. In signing, musicians committed to refusing to play in cultural institutions complicit with the maintenance of Israeli apartheid. My name is Jesse Stein, and I'm a musician and signatory of the letter. Welcome to the very first episode of the Musicians for Palestine podcast. Each episode aims to highlight the voice of an artist who signed the call, and the series aims to build connections between the specific struggle in Palestine and struggles for freedom and liberation around the world. In this very first episode, I have the great honor of speaking with South African musician Msaki, a singer-songwriter, composer, and curator of music and arts events based in Johannesburg.
My name is Msaki. I'm actually Asanda Lusaseni Mvana. Those are my names. I grew up Asanda Lusaseni, got married into the Mvana family, and I am a musician from South Africa. I'm originally from the Eastern Cape, based in Johannesburg at the moment. And I come from a small coastal town where songwriting and story is, you know, almost like a heritage. We have beautiful poets and incredible musicians that have, you know, that have had to move to Joburg to able to make an impact and to other places. But one of the things that I've gotten from that heritage is almost a search or consciousness as part of the message. I just find that the story and also the heart of the story is quite important to the writers in my community. And I've been working on something that started off as almost a protest album, just because there were so many painful things happening in the country, you know, raised almost as like, I was raised in the Rainbow Nation generation where, you know, post Mandela, post 94, we all thought we were singing Kumbaya and holding hands, and which, you know, which did happen to a great extent, but we woke up to this democracy that wasn't all okay. And I think part of processing, you know, things that have happened in my country, one of them, the most tragic ones, being like 48 miners being killed in a platinum mine for protesting for a high wage, just flattened and killed out in shot in broad daylight, and absolutely nobody going to jail for that. And that was something that hasn't happened since like Sharpeville, 1976. And so growing up in this time and having things like that in a country that's supposed to be one of the best democracies in the world, jolted me as a storyteller and as a musician. And I think now I'm really sensitive to I guess injustice, but also I'm finding a way to process it through music, not only to heal, but to stabilize myself and not to completely lose hope. And so when I saw Musicians for Palestine, I was like, as a person who's learning a lot through understanding what protest music is, and as a person who identifies with it as beauty fighting for justice, you know, and as art fighting to keep our hearts soft, it's also important for us to say when things are not okay. And so, yeah, that's where I am. And I'm happy to just lend my voice in any way, but also just to learn and to listen. I think there is quite an accepted notion that the political and the personal, they're interchangeable, you know. And it's so strange because I thought I started writing a protest album. It's ended up being an album of protest and love songs. And I find that some of the love songs, you know, in the middle of my mess and in the middle of my confusion about our country or my, you know, our economic position, or in the middle of all of that, being able to write a love song and be able to protest for my humanity and saying that this organ works and it's connected and it sees more than what I can see with my map or my understanding of politics in any given second is sometimes more radical, you know, than any song I could write about what's going on, what I think I'm seeing, what I think I'm weighing up with my, you know, limited intellect. So that's the thing about music, the fact that I've landed on the love songs. And I mean, if I think about even South Africans in, you know, in the time that they were exiled, or if I think about somebody in right now who's facing hardship on the ground in Palestine, you know, if they're able to write with that sort of Israeli oppression, and they're able to still be human and love and express, and you know, that's the audacity that I'm seeing there. That's just blowing my mind. And in some of the activists that are there, them displaying their humanity, them rising above such oppression and still being able to do that with so much grace, you know, and confidence. Like, I don't know. Those are the heroes. But music for me, I think it's like, I was trying to tell you about an exiled musician writing a letter back to their love, you know, somewhere, when they're in the other side of the world trying to fight for liberation back in their country. And I think even Che Guevara talks about love being protest. And I'm really interested in that sort of substitution, you know, love as protest and protest as love. And music is it's a good vehicle for that, at that travel, you know, from the head to the heart. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's the thing. This is part of the search, and music, art, but music especially for me, because it's been a lifeline for me when I don't understand. We're all connected, and I think part of wanting to reach out is to understand not only what's going on, you know, what we're struggling with here and what's going on in this geography. We're tired of the lines, we're tired of the boundaries, and I think that's the humanity music shows us without even like trying, is that like we are connected to each other's triumphs, to each other's struggle. And trying to understand my protest song here, it's understanding the protest song of Palestine is as important, you know, as trying to understand my own here, if I really am letting music teach my soul something profound. So it's the music actually that's growing me and that's making this conversation easier to have. The point that we're at in the country is really of that culture of trying to, you know, accountability. And I think the government has a slogan that says Batupele, which means people first. And we really, I think people still have a hope that there will be leaders that will feel that and act on it and be visible in the way that we're helped. But also I think, you know, part of this is just trying to take our power back on the ground and organize and build solidarity economies and to try and organize ourselves as young people and start cooperatives and do things that make our dreams come true. You know, we're really not standing there and expecting our parent government to fix our lives, but we are just saying, like, be responsible with your positions, and if you say you're going to serve, can you please serve, you know? For me, personally, at the fact that we live in the rape capital of the world, the fact that we have a very high rate of gender-based violence, the fact that queer people are dying in our communities and our locations, in our townships, is just a sign that there's too much ignorance and there's too much intolerance. And we don't really, you know, and the fact that we have problems with xenophobia, we have a very, very ahistorical understanding of where we are. And a part of it, a lot of it is education, a lot of it is unlearning, but a lot of it is also just, How do we hold on to compassion, you know? How do we make it a lived reality? And that's sort of my question for every geography. Like, how does compassion leak into our everyday politics? What does it look like to really have a heart wrecked with Ubuntu? Ubuntu is a concept that we talk about in South Africa and in Africa very proudly, that I am because you are. But on a day-to-day basis, you know, what does that mean for your queer brother if you grew up in a sort of post-colonial South Africa with so overtly Christian views that makes you demonize somebody you've grown up with because you don't understand homosexuality? Even if it happens to you, you first demonize it. We have to understand that there's a history here. We didn't just land up like this by mistake, you know. And I think that's why I think education is important, and I think interrogating how we got here is important. You know, how do we make sense of where we are? How do we make sense that, like, every 3 minutes a woman is raped in this country? You know, 1 in 9 people have experienced some kind of sexual abuse. So how do we pinpoint what's going on with where we are and what's the way forward? And so those are all questions. And I guess as an artist, I have more questions than answers, I think. And I guess if we put our heads and hearts together, we can at least get ourselves in a position where we are working towards some kind of healthy way of being and some kind of holistic way of taking these beautiful ideals and making them a lived reality. Yeah, I want us to also be connected by more than just our pain, but also completely available, you know, for pain when it's happening, in the moment that it's happening. And and solely just to be there, you know, and solely just to say you're not alone. You know, these horrible times, they do make us look at each other a little bit deeper. And I remember just being so excited to, you know, even now, like, I've been listening to so much Palestinian music, and I'm blown away, you know, by the artistry. I'm blown away by the strength and the courage, you know, and I don't understand all the words, but I've been trying to dig into it and to use Google Translate sometimes. You know, the posture of heart is really just to say we're here and to say that there's pain everywhere, but your pain is important. Where we can put our finger on the map and say what is happening there is not right, and we can put aside whatever, you know, whatever is going on in this geography. We can weigh things up sometimes and say, look, we're going through stuff, but what you're going through is important and it's horrible, and we raise our voices with you and say that in whatever way we can, we want that kind of oppression to stop. We want people to have their homes. We don't want, on a basic human level, you know, just wanting the children to be able to be kids, you know, and to not see so many wars in their lifetime, you know, wars. And so it goes back to the, you know, the heart, that like the posture of heart is just to avail, and to avail love and courage and support. And so, yeah, it's such an amazing opportunity to be able to connect and to find a way to just avail ourselves. And so, yeah, this is just a small way that we can say we're here. You know, we can say we're here in other ways, like not buying Puma or supporting companies that are there, you know, that are Israeli. And we can do all sorts of other things, you know, in our daily lives. But this posture of heart is really like the purest offering, you know, other than the decisions that we make on a daily that combine, you know, to really support and to say this is where we stand. We can't be so numb to our own struggles that we don't see when there's an injustice, you know, and we can't be so insular. This is what this project of dividing us has done, you know. We can't be looking, we can't belly gaze, we can't navel gaze to the point that we're not moved. And that's, music keeps our hearts soft. So to connect through music is such a high order, and it's almost a must that we do. And people that we've looked up to before have always been able to lend their voices in times of struggle. So if I really say that I'm a musician that wants to grow in integrity, then this is what I have to do. It's my duty, essentially.
Died with nothing still, although museums are filled. Stories of your ill-rewarded heroic deeds, the gaze of the martyrs, walls heavy on our wills, thick in the throes of youthful self-inflicted guilt. You see, the cush of your youth was blood, guns, and revolutions, bullets in the air now, tear gas in your heart. See, the cush of your youth was blood, guns, and revolutions. Fists in the air now, tear gas in your heart. Oh, yeah, mama. Hey, mama, baleva. Oh, 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 balega, baba. Balega, baba. Nancy Mello. Raise your calloused hands for a share in your own land. Your blood flooded the foothill onto wealthy hands. The gaze of the sons and daughters falls heavy with bloody.
Infamas yabona, famas yabona, infamas yabona, famas yabona, famas yabona, famas. posiakona infama zia bona ngambezela nawe so divana kona dagubonu lila ngasangwamle zweni. I hear what they say, come now this time de la wena suli nyembezi ukubu diklesha aposiakona akotwa mangleba. Dagubonu pila pagatim bazweni between indando yako no tando lwake.
To my home. I'm so honored to play you a few songs today from the music that I've been privileged to share with you. Siyabulela, I hope nihleli kakuhle kwezindawo nihleli kuzo nabantu abanibathandayo abanithandayo. And I think also we just want to say that if music can help people stay at home and yeah, and just, you know, go through these times without as much strain and stress, then we're privileged to be able to help with that. But we just wish you all well, and that we can think of people that are having a bit of a tougher time, that can't be watching shows on Facebook, if we can just send a lot of love and do all that we can with our hands to assist each other. Dingumsagi, and I'm here on the invitation of the Eastern Cape Jazz Festival. I'll be playing a few songs for you. So friend, fire, freedom, feel, wisdom, wonder, worry, wish, blessing, burden, brother, breathe, wait, 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 wait. Friend, fire, freedom, feel, wisdom, wonder, worry, wish, blessing, burden, brother, breathe, wait, wait, wait. Friend, fire, freedom, feel, wisdom, wonder, worry, wish, blessing, burden, brother, breathe, wait, wait. Friend, fire, freedom, feel, wisdom, wonder, worry, wish, blessing, burden, brother, breathe, wait, 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 wait. The pain is waning, the anger missing you, the strength to sing the blues, the hum is constant,
quietly growing deeper, seeping into every breath, into every day that I don't see you. The salty water corrodes the blue nut of my heart, you see. I'm spent, you know I can't. The fire's raging, furnacing choices, evoking voices that are brave. And how my love for you is strained. Friend, fire, freedom, feel wisdom, wonder, worry, wish, blessing, burden, brother, breed. Wait, 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 wait. Friend, fire, freedom, feel wisdom, wonder, worry, wish, blessing, burden, brother, breathe. Wait, wait, wait. Oh, oh, oh. No, no, no. No, 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 no. Oh. Kilometers of sky, you see, between you and I, all dreams are folding in to God's wishes. Oh, life's plans for you and I, and maybe we'll be reconciled. Or maybe we'll be reconciled. azunguma olutando, living water for the world over your heart waterfall. Makuliwe, living water for the world over your heart waterfall.
I can actually see your comments. I see people saying, singing along. I see some friends from Rhodes have joined us. It's getting hot in here. Please, can you, if you've got some requests, I'm really open. I have a set list prepared, but if Nikoni is gonna ingoma, and if Unuziva was yet to leak in dong. Yeah, thank you so much, guys, for being here. Yeah, thank you for being here. I can feel your presence in my lounge. So let's move on. Don't forget to tell me what you want to hear. I think I want to sing you guys a song that's kind of complaining, you know, about where capitalism sometimes lands us up. I played it recently. The song, I had forgotten it, but I've been playing it recently just thinking about the situation that we're in. It's called Chasing Suns. If you can imagine a greedy man in a suit chasing a dollar bill at whatever cost. Ba-da-bum-be-a, ba-be-bum-bum. Ba-da-bum-be-a, ba-ba-ba-ba-bum. Ba-da-bum-be-a, su-be-bum-bum. Ba-da-bum-be-a, ba-da-bum-be-a, su-be-bum-bum. Ba-da-bum-be-a, su-ba-ba-ba-bum. Ba-da-bum-be-a, su-be-bum. Ba-da-bum-be-a. Paper puzzles taunt me. Ooh, 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 ooh. Dead queens and presidents haunt me. Ooh, 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 ooh. Stay on the grid and toe the line, don't make a fuss. You treat you really funny if you're not like the rest of us. Blue-collar dreams of bondage keeps the beast alive. White collar bonds of privilege keep us in a shook and jive. Chasing suns, like Solomon said, chasing paper in the wind till we dead. Oh, 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 this could really get to my head. Oh, 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 this could really get to my head. Oh, 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 this could really get to my head. Oh. Emotional espionage. So who's to blame? Blame, 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 blame. What's the point? Too busy living large. You need the name to keep the dame and the fame. So if I rearrange those desires, unbind my soul, unbind my soul. Put the paper in the fire. Relinquish control, then I won't be chasing suns like Solomon said, chasing paper in the wind till we. Chasing suns like Solomon said, chasing paper in the wind till we. Dead. Oh, 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 oh.
thousand rounds of bullets, bullets, ready to break black bodies again. Four vultures, four vultures, small tree vans, and whose hands of blood. Whose hands of blood. Whose hands. Addictions fill the skies. Battle billy, wow. Big bellied politicians mutter about how you'll be remembered. The street names echo your fame. Misused freedom songs, your names. Your blood trickles down broken drains, sometimes in vain. You see, the kush of your youth was blood, guns, and revolutions. Bullets in the air now. Tear gas in your heart. You see, the kush of your youth was blood, guns, and revolutions. Fists in the air now. Tear gas in your heart. Oh yeah, mama. Baleka baba. Baleka baba. Baleka baba. Nothing still, although museums are filled with stories of your ill-rewarded heroic deeds. The gaze of the martyrs falls heavy on our wills, thick in the throat of youthful self-inflicted guilt. You see, the kush of your youth was blood, guns, and revolutions. Bullets in the air now. Tear gas in your hearts. You see, the kush of your youth was blood, guns, and revolutions. Fists in the air now. Tear gas in your hearts. Oh, baleka mama. Baleka mama. Baleka baba. Baleka baba. Nancy Melo Yelo. Baleka baba. Raised your calloused hands for a share in your own land. The blood flooded the foothill on two wealthy hands. The gaze of the sons and daughters falls heavy with bloody questions. Thick in the lies of allies bound by miners' blood. You see the kush of our youth, still blood, guns, and revolutions. Bullets in the air now. Tear gas in our hearts. You see, the kush of your youth was blood, guns, and revolutions. Bullets in the air now. Tear gas in our hearts. See, the kush of our youth, still blood, guns, and revolutions. Bullets in your backs now. Questions in our hearts. You see, the kush of our youth, still blood, guns. Questions in our hearts. Oh, baleka mama. Baleka baba. Baleka. 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 Nancy Meloye. Nancy Reiso. Nancy Hippo. Siti Chigale. Chigele ma weni siamba, siamba bo, siamba. sithe siyahamba bo siyahamba nangodula mqholo siyahamba bo siyahamba bo siyahamba bo rounds of bullets, 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 ready to break black bodies again. Four vultures, mortuary vans, and whose hands of blood.
Yeah, it's getting hot in here. I'm frozen there, but am I not frozen in real life? Okay, cool. On my monitor, I'm still like, my expression. That was Blood, Guns, and Revolutions. That's a very painful song for me. It's the first time my country broke my heart after the haze of the Rainbow Nation that, you know, we believed and we could see the facade disappearing in front of our eyes. I mean, the clues were always there, but Margana for me just confirmed it, you know, like almost like an abusive lover. You know, the abuse starts with the emotions and the whatever they say. The, you know, it starts with the non-physical things. It starts with these signs. And I think I had to mark that for me. As much as I have hoped that we'll move on from there, I needed to give that rupture in my heart a pause and acknowledge it as a pain that I felt as a citizen full of hope and a young person who was sold dreams of Rainbow Nation and democracy. So I think we rebuild in the reality, knowing that our hearts can be broken. And I mean, when you see policemen defending Capitol these days, you're not as shocked as you were the first time you saw those men being gunned down, which is quite sad. All right, I'm gonna play a song called Ulwandle Luchile. Thank you. uchile ili zalikitile ulwandle uchile ili zalikitile ambango sazana wenu dume gokanya ambango sazana site sitivane. Guys are doing okay out there. Love the fact that we're all using our imaginations collectively to pretend we're in one space. And I always laugh when people are, you know, jamming at the lockdown party on the weekend, talking about how chomi pesiam which chong inside bathroom the saye parin. So if you guys can just like pretend you're here and you're a meter away from me, that will make me very happy. I'm impressed with your imaginations. I don't know how much time I have. Maybe I can sing you another song or two, but tell me what you want to hear. I'm looking, I can see your comments. It's fine, let me sing you a song that's blessed me a lot. And it's blessed me because you guys have given me so many beautiful stories about how it's given you courage to do things that you were courageous enough to do anyway. The song was just the straw that broke the camel's back. Your back sways in parabola motions, right on time with the latest club incantation. Working up the courage, and we pray away the pain of not being in alignment with our dreams. Fetch your life, go on, be alive. Ain't nobody living out here, be someone who's living out here. Fetch your life, go on, be alive. Ain't nobody living out here. Be someone who's living out here. Fetch your life. Go on, be alive. Ain't nobody living out here. Be someone who's living out here. Fetch your life. Go on, be alive. Ain't nobody living out here. Be someone who's living out here. Bye.
waning like the moon. Like a dream deferred, whose time has come and gone too soon. We live for the weekend to numb out the damage. Oh, and we pray away, pray away, pray away the pain of not being in alignment with our dreams. So fetch your life, go on, be alive. Ain't nobody living out here, be someone who's living out here. Fetch your life, go on, be alive. Ain't nobody living out here, be someone who's living out here. Fetch your life, go on, be alive. Ain't nobody living out here, be someone who's living out here. But fetch your life, go on, be alive. Ain't nobody living out here, be someone who's living out here. And all is well, well, well. Well, 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 I tell you. All is well, 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 well. All is well, 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 well. And all is well, well, all is well, 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 well. Fetch your.
Thank you so much. I really, that song has blessed me so much. And thank you for the love you guys always show me because of it. Yeah. Cool. I think this is my last song. I don't know what song it's going to be though, but I'm out of time. And thank you for joining me. I'm going to sing a song called Lewa Lentlezi Oyam. It's a song that I wrote when I first started this journey. I call it my first calling. Everything in my life didn't make sense until I said yes to music. This was 2013. So, this is the song that I received at the top of the mountain. And it still carries me today. I played first in my sets most of the time because it helps me breathe. Today I'm playing it last, so I hope it helps you breathe. I want to leave you with it. Sweet dreams, so much love. Thank you to Eastern Cape Jazz Festival for having me. Thank you to everyone that made this broadcast possible. Thank you to my friend Gary Jovo for assisting and making sure this happened. So much love to you all. Blessings.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Radio with Widget and my man Pro V.
All the way live from university.
Damn, Montreal.
On CKUT. Nobody do it better, dog.
90.3 FM.
CKUT and the place to be from the bottom to the TOP.
This program is uncut. It contains strong language and some adult situations. Discretion is advised.
All the way live radio, CKUT, 90.3 FM, every single Wednesday from 3 to 5. This is Pro V. Thank you very much for tuning in. Today's going to be a revisit of an all-outcast show that was done a couple years back. Sometimes I like to revisit some old shows and put a little light on some good shows, in my opinion, and some shows that were dedicated to some of our favorites.